wa kan ni mi gbọ temi o. Baby, ye kan so wa po da kun ye mi wa kan mi. Baby, ye kan so wa po da kun ye mi wa kan mi. Ilo si wa ju aya, ombe la wa kan o. Ilo si wa ju wa kan o, ombe la wa aya.
Okay, Africa, Nigeria, welcome back. It's still your third radio holding it down with Ara. What inspires you? That's your music.
I get my inspiration from quite a number of things, but above all from the father of all creation. I also get my inspiration from children, from things happening around me. Naturally, sometimes in my dreams I see things and then I go ahead and write and talk about them or I sing about them.
At what age did you start beating the drum?
I started playing the talking drum about 16 years ago.
16 years ago?
Yeah.
What was the experience like?
It was at first very scary for me because I had asked my mother why I'd never seen any woman play the talking drum.
You never talked about your mom. Can you tell me about her?
My mom is a very, very funny, down-to-earth, disciplinarian, and she's my best friend, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful. What makes you different from every other Nigerian female artist?
Because there is no two Ara. I play the talking drum, I play other percussions, I dance and I sing. I'm a total entertainer, I'm a performer, yes.
You just did a collab with Two-Face Idibia.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with him?
Oh, Two-Face and I come way back from the days of Nelson Brown. As a friend and a brother, and we didn't get to see each other for loads of years. Then we just ran into each other at Ice Prince's album launch, and we said, listen, we need to do something together. So it's like a brother to me. And of course, a lot of people speculated that I was going out with him when I was carrying his baby. I said, excuse me, no way. Two-Face is a darling.
Did you ever have anything apart from business to do with that?
No, even Annie was on set, by the way. The last day of the video shoot, Annie was there. Annie's like my baby, you know. So
okay, you're among the top female Nigerian artists.
Yeah.
Who do you see winning a Grammy for Nigeria?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Right
because
now.
Right now, I see Ara.
What album? You don't have an album when you want to win a Grammy.
Anyway, let me see. Well, looking at that, I see Asha to be, let's get off them. Asha should be able to bring the Grammy home.
Okay, why Asha? Why not Tiwa Savage?
Ooh, Tiwa Savage. Wow. Tiwa Savage sounds great. I agree. I still stick with Asha.
Okay, another good music coming from Ara. It's still E30 Radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back, it's still Makeva with Ara in the studio, E30 Radio. Okay, Ara,
why are you still single?
Because I choose to remain single for now, but if the right guy comes along, I'll date.
I would like you on E30 Radio to define a Nigerian man.
I won't talk. If I talk, please. Cutlass.
Tell me, what has your love life been like?
I've not answered that one, but I will try.
Okay.
Well, my love life has been zero, so to speak. Zero.
It's going to be a wrap on E3rd Radio. All right, God bless you for coming around.
Thank you.
We love you and we're going to keep loving you. Okay, a big shout out to your fans out there.
Hey, my fans. Ese mo dupe lowo yin because mo mo pe tin se Yoruba nikan lo ngbo ara o ama mo kokko dupe lowo awon omo Yoruba to ngbo mi nile loko Olorun a ma wa pelu yin o. Then I want to say a very big thank you to you, my fans. If you don't understand Yoruba, I'm saying I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to my music on radio, for watching my videos, and for appreciating me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Radio blazing.
We run this mother.
E3rd Radio.
So international. You can't catch me, boy.
All I hear is E3rd Radio.
I love E3rd Radio.
This week, DocuArt on E3rd Radio with Mark Ever.
Sally, open that door.
This week we bring to you one lady that has added so much in the music industry all over the world. She lives in the UK. She is a Nigerian. I believe you want to know who she is. She is Shade Adu with Mark Ever. Born Helen Fola Shade Adu on January 16, 1959 in Ibadan, Nigeria.
I was christened Helen Fola Shade, and my Nigerian family, because I heard my first few years in Nigeria, there's no way they're going to call me Helen. Is an English name, you know. So they just refused. They decided that I was Sade, so I've always been Sade.
In the early 1908, she sang with Epic Records and recorded her first album, Diamond Life, in 1984, a huge hit thanks to such singles as Smooth Operator. The album won Sade a Best New Artist Grammy, and her subsequent multi-platinum albums established Sade Adu as a top-selling soul and pop artist. Musician, singer, Sade Adu was raised in London by her English mother. Sade developed several interests as a teen, including singing, fashion, and modeling. She sang with a few local bands before signing with Epic Records and recording her first album, Diamond Life, in 1984, a huge hit in her native England. The album also had massive appeal across the pond thanks to such singles as Smooth Operator, as I said earlier. In 1986, she won a Grammy Award for Best New Artist, which everyone kept staring at her, and everyone noticed and found that she is from Nigeria. Everyone in Nigeria became proud of Sade Adu. Sade's subsequent multi-platinum album, Promise, Stronger Than Pride, and Love the Logs, established her as a top-selling soul and pop artist. She took a new road with her 2000 album, Lovers Rock, which was released 8 years after Love the Logs and incorporated a more mainstream sound. 2 years later, the album and ensuing tour inspired her first live recording, Lovers Live. Sade returned to the studio and released his sixth album in February 2010, Soldier of Love.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still alive. Still looking for the light.
Sade Adu married Spanish filmmaker Carlos Cuola in 1989. The couple divorced 3 years later. Well, a lot of people getting divorced in these latest years. I was thinking though, way back we had no divorce. But these days, a lot of young people are divorcing here and there.
You know, well, for me it's essential that I live my life and I keep in touch with my roots and my people, my friends, and I can't just sort of split myself in that way. I have to do one thing or the other thing. So sometimes it takes 8 years.
In 1996, she and Jamaican record producer Bobby Morgan had a daughter, Ila Morgan. Shadeyedu McEver on E30 Radio. It's been a beautiful one with Shadeyedu this week on E30 Radio. Okay, next week we bring to you a wonderful, a beautiful lady on E30 Radio. Let me keep you on suspense. It's E30 Radio with McEver. Talk you out. God bless you.
Doing my best. Stay alive.
Feel it.
All my ladies.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
E30 Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
Tati Radio.
It's been a wrap on E30 Radio this week again with McEver, your sexy dude on the microphone. Okay then, if you want to get latest gist about E30 Radio, search and like us on Facebook, e/chatterradio. Follow us on Twitter, at McEver, McEver, MCEVA, MCEVA. What's up, Sashinani? How you doing? You good, man? Okay then, big ups to my producer, Sashinani. Get your weekly download of E30 Radio on www.2exclusive.com. For sponsorship details, please call 080-0298-86504. All productions done in Eternal Productions. God bless you for listening to E30 Radio. As I always say, stay out of troubles, smile a lot, and be happy. E30 Radio, proudly powered by McEver Media. I'm out of here.
Welcome to VIP, baby.
And you're listening to
City
105.1,
the lifestyle of Lagos.
You.